I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. Muswellbrook Mayor Martin Rush has welcomed the release of the state government's long-awaited draft strategic land use policy, but says there are a number of oversights that need to be addressed. Member for the Upper Hunter, George Souris, says the delivery of the policy will better protect high-quality agricultural land from mining and coal seam gas proposals. But Councillor Rush says the plan doesn't address things like viticulture and the thoroughbred industry across the Upper Hunter, as well as a number of other things.
The gateway determination, which is the central aspect of this new report, is only triggered by land within 2 kilometres of prime agricultural land, so it doesn't assess the other types of land use conflict which will be critical to the community. For example, conflict of the coal and coals and gas industry with the urban land use. That's important in terms of the sterilisation of the urban land use from growth and development, but also things like population health and human health. Those are things that are critical to manage in terms of the conflict between those two land uses, and yet none of that triggers a gateway assessment.
Key stakeholders and local residents are being urged to have their say on the policy, which is on exhibition until May 3rd. The Electric Trades Union is slamming the state government today after it was revealed they might break their election promise and introduce legislation that will privatise power stations across the Upper Hunter. Legislation is required before the government can proceed with any sale of the state's power stations, with this latest bill setting the ball rolling for the sale of Macquarie Generation. ETU spokesperson Steve Butler says it's a dark day for the history of New South Wales as the O'Farrell government adds power stations to its long list of public assets they plan to flog off to the private sector for the benefit of wealthy shareholders. Police are still appealing for information after several small fires broke out in the Singleton area early yesterday morning. Police say between 3 and 4am, several vehicles and home rubbish bins were set alight in the Doyle Street, High Street, Greenwood Avenue and Boonall Street area. The fire brigade and police were able to save some vehicles from major damage, but at least one was totally destroyed. Fortunately, no one was hurt. If you know anything or have any information, contact Singleton Police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage 2nm.com.au and follow the links to the news page.